As I've said before on this program, if there's anything that interests me more than local history, it's unrecorded local history. That is, events, stories, characters, and places that live only in the memories of longtime residents, and sometimes not even there, sometimes only in the shapes of certain landscapes, or in the presence of mute but evocative objects that require the beholder to shape and piece together a tentative narrative about their history. One of the most intriguing examples for this sort of unrecorded history lies at the intersection of two old dirt roads in my town bordering the Herring River Marsh. I first encountered this spot some 50 years ago and have a dim memory of seeing some pigs in a pen here, though if there were, they're long gone. To the north of this intersection is a small island surrounded by fresh and brackish marsh. Barricaded by a thick wall of blackberry vines, the island at first glance looks totally inaccessible. But if you know where to look, there's a footpath that skirts the edge of the open marsh and shortly brings you to the island. The island is of modest size, no more than a few acres. Its contours are steep and covered with open pine woods, suggesting that it was open land only a few generations ago. The first time I explored it, some 20 years ago, there were a number of signs of past human occupation and use. On the west side of the island, there was a small wooden shack with a galvanized stovepipe projecting from the roof, long abandoned, but indicating that at some point someone had taken up at least temporary residence here. At the summit of the island, I came upon a couple of even more surprising objects. In one spot sat the rusted steel hulk of a large cultivator or harrow, with its axle of short spiked rods. The axle was attached by a chain to the geared shaft of the left wheel, indicating that it was pulled by a tractor, or more likely a horse or mule. Further down the slope toward the road, I found another sizable farm implement, some kind of seeding apparatus, perhaps. It was a steel trough some 6 or 7 feet long with tires at both ends and discs at the bottom of the trough that turned with the axle. Both implements seemed grossly out of scale and impractical given the small size and steep terrain of the island, yet here they were, indicating that someone had not only farmed this small island, but had somehow managed to get sizable farm machinery across the marsh to do so. The other day I went back to the island. A stub of galvanized pipe is all that's left of the small wooden shack, but the rusted farm implements are still there. Moreover, there's been an unexpected addition since my last visit. A steel ladder leads up to a rather substantial deer blind in one of the pines. Thus, one might say that this island has not so much been abandoned as it has reverted from an agricultural use to an even earlier one, that of a hunting and, if we include the blackberries, gathering society. In any case, the changing uses of this small, out-of-the-way place suggests that human beings have an endless capacity for adaptation, which is a good thing, since, by all environmental indications, we're going to need it.